Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.845 Tommy Tucker, WWL. Let's congratulate Dawn Powell. Dawn won tickets to the LSU Florida game Saturday. We'll have a chance to win LSU tickets every Thursday before every home game from 6 until 10. Go Tigers from WWL. We're talking about the new strategic plan. A two-year plan that was introduced by NOPD Superintendent Sean Ferguson. Rafael Goyeneche is our guest, the president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Good morning, Rafael.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Tommy?
I'm well, sir. And you?
Fine, thank you.
Tell me about this plan. I know you've read it. What is your take on it?
Well, I think it indicates that the police department is thinking beyond the immediate. They're planning for the future. Not that under prior administrations they didn't have plans, but when you look at this, they're looking beyond some of the things that historically the police department has focused on. So, I think this is a healthy sign for the community, realizing that the leadership of the department is expanding and improving the way that they pursue their missions and goals and plan towards the future.
What would be different in terms of what it plans to do, what it would like NOPD to do differently as opposed to what they're doing now?
Okay, so for instance, before Katrina, you saw the police department and district attorney's office operating as silo organizations. So what's happened since Katrina is the police department and district attorney's office began to collaborate more. So the old police department pre-Katrina, they thought their job was over at arrest, and the job isn't over until conviction. So what's happening now is that police and prosecutors have been sitting down and working together on things like homicide immediately after Katrina. Now you've seen that communication, coordination, and cooperation expand into virtually all of the major felony categories of crime under investigation by the police department. So, you know, this plan talks about embedding prosecutors in some of the key investigative units of the police department, so that when the police are trying to assess whether there is not just probable cause to arrest, but sufficient evidence to convict, they don't have to go looking for a prosecutor. They have a relationship, and a prosecutor is embedded in the department to serve as a legal advisor to the police department.
Quoting Chief Ferguson here, he says, to make New Orleans one of the safest cities in the nation, we must first start with an environment of trust and an environment of safety. This has to begin internally in order for us to be effective and efficient externally. Are there still problems internally with NOPD, Rafael?
Well, sure. There's going to be internal problems in every law enforcement agency. The good news is that the problems are being identified and worked to improve and alleviate. So any organization that thinks that they don't have internal problems is in denial. So the fact that the police department is now embracing the fact that issues are going to come up, but they're constantly going to be reviewing those and seeking solutions for all of those things, that's a positive. That's, I think, more forward thinking instead of some of the denial that we've had about some of the problems that maybe led to the consent decree.
Do you know of any numbers or do you have numbers as it relates to complaints that have been filed against officers, or would that be an accurate way to measure perhaps internal problems?
No, I mean, that's one barometer. You know, I know the Crime Commission has historically received complaints about problems in law enforcement, not just with the police department. What I can tell you is that we haven't received anywhere near the volume of complaints about the NOPD as we did a few years ago. So I think that's a positive sign. If I'm not hearing about it, that's a good sign for the community and the police department.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about his approach as it relates to youth. And I'm paraphrasing here, but he said they're going to go down one road or the other. Hey, you may as well try to get them to go down the right road. And it concerns or is in relation to a cadet program that he's talking about. 850. More when we come back. 10 till 9. Traffic now on WWL. All right, 856, Tommy Tucker, WWL, got a code word coming up in a matter of moments for $1,000 up for grabs. Raphael, quickly, part of his plan was, he says we have to reach these kids now while they are young and while they are impressionable and before they go on the other side of that road. And he's talking about a cadet program. Would that be something where, and he says that would help kids see how police keep neighborhoods safe. That sound like a good idea to you? And does it work in other areas?
Anything that more closely connects the police department to the community is a positive, because the police department is only as effective as the position of trust that they have with the community. Mm-hmm. So reaching out to kids, I'm not saying it's going to be a game changer in all this, but it's not going to hurt, and it may serve as a method to recruit young kids into the police department as they recognize what's really involved in being a police officer. So there's really no downside to that. There's only benefits to the community. I think it's the police department recognizing that they have to go beyond just patrolling, arresting, and putting people away. They're trying to evolve and develop relationships with the community that will make them be more effective crime-fighting force in the community going forward.
And in no way did I mean imply it was not a good program. I'm just wondering about participation. Is that something you think they'd be able to get people to participate in?
Well, not every kid will.
Yeah.
But and it'll be something that will build up over time if they're committed to it. So, I mean, it, like I said, it's not going to be a panacea, but I think that for some kids, this outreach will maybe open some doors and expand their horizons and make them consider possibly a law enforcement career.
I think it's a good idea. I really do, and I hope it works. And you know what? You gotta start somewhere, Raphael. You got to start somewhere, because otherwise you and I will be having the same conversation 10 years from now. Good Lord willing.
That's right. Yep.
Thank you, Raphael.
Okay, good talking to you.
Have a good day. All right, Raphael Goinache, president of the Metropolitan Crime Commission. Next hour, we're going to spend some time talking about...
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.